Wahohoho! Arg me hearties, welcome to episode number 27 of the Beta Cast. This is the podcast where I talk like a pirate for 30 minutes. Arg. Well, me hearties, I gotta say, it's been a yo-ho kind of day. What does that mean? What does a yo-ho kind of day mean? Well, I don't know. So, moving on. How are y'all doing? Welcome to the Beta Cast. I heard a spark from my headphones. Hopefully that's okay. Everything's exploding around me. And it's not just because it was the 4th of July season. For those of you who are not in America, 4th of July means explosions and fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And a three-day weekend for my wife Nooks. Fantastic weekend. And it was such a good, nice, relaxing weekend that it kind of was a problem, because now I'm like, oh well, yeah, she's got to go back to work, and I gotta get focused on some new projects and figuring stuff out, and it was such a good weekend that it was hard to sleep and wake up early again, but it's okay. Let me tell you a little bit about my weekend. Let me tell you why it was so good. First off, on the 4th of July, we went to an American diner to sit at the bar and eat and have burgers and French fries to celebrate our American heritage. Yeehaw. We went to Route 66 and had ourselves a good old-fashioned hoedown. And it was just wonderful. And then Nooks and I went and drove around and looked at fireworks and parked in random neighborhoods. And just parked there for like an hour and just watched the fireworks go off and listen to the booms and bangs and just talk and relax. And the day before that, we freaking did this thing, okay? So you ever hear that Pikmin Bloom? That Pikmin Bloom game? So in the game, in case you haven't played it, it's a game where you walk and grow Pikmin and collect Pikmin, and that's about it. You can plant flowers and make the world look pretty, and that's really about it. But it's one of my favorite games I have ever played at all. It's just perfect. It's just exactly what I wanted out of like a mobile game. And Nooks and I play together, and it's wonderful. Well, one of the things about it is if you go to specific locations like movie theaters or like train stations or food places or coffee shops, whatever, you can get specific kinds of Pikmin to grow and collect that have like different decorations and different properties and stuff like that. So what Nooks and I did is we spent a little bit of cash, got some radars. Yes, that we bought in in-app purchase. It was probably one of the first times I've bought an in-app purchase for a game. We bought some radars, which let you like guarantee get Pikmin if you're like in an area, instead of like leaving up to chance, like maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. You tap this button, you're guaranteed. So what we did was we spent a little bit of cash, not much, because I had a coupon. Coupon. We would go, and on Google Maps we would try to find locations that could be potential locations for movie theaters and stations, stuff like that. And we drove there, walked around, and tried to find them. And we got zoo Pikmin, we got train station Pikmin, which, by the way, is very hard to do in Oklahoma because we do not have train stations. I think we have one single one. We got one of those. We got some bookstore Pikmin. We got what was the other one? Movie theater. Yeah, movie theater Pikmin. Because we don't really like go watch movies. Do y'all like watch movies? I really never do. If I watch a movie at a movie theater, it's like a real special occasion. I'll watch anime. The last time I went to a movie theater was for Tenki no Ko. It's a movie by the same people made Your Name. Fantastic movie, by the way. Absolutely fantastic movie. And I saw that in theaters, and it was a fantastic experience. But I have not been back since then, because there's just no movie that I particularly care to watch, and it costs like $15 to go there, and it's like, it's not even that bad. It's not so much like the price as much as it is like going there and sitting down and watching a movie in like a dirty theater. We don't have like those nice like reclining seats and you can order a meal. It's like, I don't know, I would rather just stay at home, watch a movie on the TV, pop some popcorn, that kind of thing. But it's also just the fact of, I just don't have any movie I want to watch to begin with. It has to be like a real like, oh my gosh, I've got to see this movie, and I can't watch it like on streaming devices, and I can't do that. I can't like buy it, so I have to go to the theater. I will go and I will be excited and I'll have a great time. But I mean, you're all gonna be like, what about Sonic? What about Rise of Gru? What about Morbius? The classic movies. I'm sorry, I haven't watched any of the Sonic Hedgehog movies. I just haven't. I guess I'm a failure as a Sonic fan. I'm a failure because I have quite literally no desire to watch that movie. Not even so much like, oh, it seems stupid or it's a kid's movie. Oh, No. I just don't care. I don't know. It's a lot to ask for me to spend like $30 for Nooks and I to go watch the Sonic 2 movie. That's a big ask when I don't like watch a movie in the movie theater for like movies that I actually am interested in. I don't know. The point is, I'm not a Sonic fan apparently, and I don't care about the movie industry and it's floundering and I'm causing issues because I'm not buying movie tickets and I'm part of the problem that's gonna make all movie theaters go extinct. Sorry. I get a little emotional when I think about big businesses closing. See, you think I'm joking? You think I'm joking? Like, oh, he's making a joke. Like, oh, he doesn't care about big businesses closing. The Fazoli's near us closed down, and it made me sad. It actually made me sad. It's like, Andrew, it's a Fazoli's. It's a fast food Italian, not even a restaurant. It's just a fast food Italian place to eat food. It's like, yeah, I know. But I've been going there for over 7 years, and it was a nice place, good breadsticks. I didn't support enough. That's the problem. I didn't support enough. I only went like once a month. I should have gone once a week. I should have gone twice a week. I should have supported the company while I had the chance. But it's too late now. I also got like emotional when my childhood CC's in Kentucky closed. It was like this just random CC's in the middle of, I don't want to say the middle of nowhere, but it wasn't like anywhere like big. It was just a random CC's, and I went there as a kid. Didn't even really like the food, but when it closed down, I was like, dang, dude, that was my CC's. That was my old CC's hangout spot that I would go to after soccer practice or something like that. Because it was easy to feed 20 children with unlimited pizza for like $5. And I would have like the cinnamon rolls and ooh, I bet I'd enjoy it now. I actually went once in college and it was a pretty dang good experience. But then never went again because none of my friends liked it. Maybe I just don't have good taste. Maybe I just don't have good taste. But I kind of miss the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet aesthetic, like going to Pizza Hut and going to the buffet, going to freaking Snappy's Tomato or CC's or Pizza Inn. There's something so American about that. Maybe next 4th of July we'll go out to an all-you-can-eat pizza place. That's a good idea. I missed the opportunity. We shouldn't have gone to a freaking diner. We should have gone to a CC's. That's the real American way to do it. Oh well. Maybe next year. There's always next year. I'll give it a try then. But yeah, long story short, had a great weekend. Still trying to get back in the groove of waking up early and getting back to the old grind. But I'm doing it. I mean, I'm recording the beta cast, getting some VODs out there because I'm a little behind because of the freaking issue. If you haven't watched the streams, I've been having an issue, which I don't think I talked about on the last beta cast because it's only been fairly recently. I'm getting encoding overload errors, which basically means that my computer is not fast enough to keep up with streaming anymore. And you might be wondering, Andrew, what the crap happened? What happened? I have no idea. Obviously, something happened. Either my Windows updated or my OBS updated or something changed. I don't know. But it's been getting steadily worse over time. In fact, it went from, okay, I don't have enough processing power to record the stream to a drive and stream at the same time, to now, last night, while streaming Cuphead, I got the encoding overload error, and I was like, oh crap, well, I'll stop recording and just stream only, and it still didn't work. I was dropping so many freaking frames, and I was like, oh crap, crap. And so what I had to do to fix it was, so there was only 2 gigs of storage space left on my computer. So you'd be like, oh, Andrew, that yeah, this is probably what it was. In fact, it was part of the problem. So by deleting a few, well, actually, I couldn't delete it. I had to move files onto a flash drive in order to free up space on the computer. But by doing that, I managed to get through the rest of the night without another encoding overload because I wasn't also recording. But here's the issue with that. My computer is eating storage space without me downloading or doing anything. And the reason for that is, I believe, my computer is not powerful enough, so it's caching a lot of things on the disk in order to let it breathe a little bit. So, for instance, I deleted Windows update files. So when you update your Windows computer, it will like still store the update files so you can roll back, I think, or something like that. Anyway, I had 9 gigs of that on my computer about a month ago when I was also running out of storage space. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just delete the 9 gigs. Sweet. Immediately after deleting the 9 gigs, 8 gigs of it was taken up. So I had 3 gigs free. I deleted 9 gigs. Now I had 4 gigs free. It just immediately ate it. And I was like, what the crap? Well, I mean, I got a gig out of that. So I guess that's fine. And when just over time didn't add anything to the computer, over time it started taking more and more and more until I got back to a low point. Today, I figured out that I had hibernate mode turned on, which was taking up 15 gigs. And I was like, oh, well, that's a huge space I can save. So I turned off hibernation mode on the computer to free up 15 gigs. Instantly, it ate about 9 or 10 gigs of that. Instantly. So I've got like a good, I think 10 gigs free right now. No, it ate more. Well, yeah, I rebooted my computer and ate more. So now I'm down to 8 gigs. It's just, it is just, oh, storage space. Oh, so that's a problem. And you might be like, well, Andrew, try just upgrading your drive and your computer for some more, you know, storage space. Because even though it's obvious that that's not a long-term solution, at least, you know, solve it for now, I'm running it off a Mac in boot camp, which means that it's a Mac computer running a Windows-like partition, okay? But because it's a Mac, and specifically because it is a Mac that is not one of the old ones that you could easily replace things in, I can't upgrade the storage. I actually cannot. So that's a bit of an issue. So that's a problem. Yeah. I also learned something about this Mac computer. Not super recently, but it semi-recently. It has a problem, hardware problem, where because of the way the buses for the USB 3.0 is set up, there is a massive overhead. Like, well, not there's a limit on how much data can be transferred through the USB ports. There is a hard limit that you cannot get past. So if you plug too many USB devices into the computer, which, by the way, I've got like 4. I've got 2 capture cards. I've got the drive to record onto. And yeah. And I had to, in order to get that to work, I had to mitigate it by getting a Thunderbolt to USB 3.0 like hub to do that. Basically what I'm trying to say is this computer has been freaking just it's been a bit of a trouble. When I first actually got it, I was getting drop frames because of Wi-Fi, or not Wi-Fi, because of Ethernet problems with it in boot camp. There were some weird Ethernet issues, and I had to scour the internet looking for new drivers until eventually I found one that worked, thank goodness, and I didn't have any drop frames. But the other problem was the graphics driver would cause encoding overload errors until I installed a community-based graphics driver, which has now since been discontinued, and Mac and Apple has also discontinued support for boot camp. So there's it's basically a ticking time bomb at this point of whenever something happens, either Apple updates something or Windows is updated or something is updated, this computer could just and just not work anymore, and I would not be able to stream. So it has come to the point where I'm going to just have to get it, build a computer. I'm just gonna have to do Windows. Like, it's lasted me how many years? So I've been streaming off of a Mac literally ever since I started, just with boot camp. I actually started streaming with, I think, Wirecast, maybe it was called. It was a Mac application. That's actually how I first started streaming. But of course, OBS is way better. So I did boot camp and then streamed via OBS. Well, actually, no, I did Mac OBS and then eventually switched over to boot camp OBS because the OBS on Windows is way more powerful than on Mac. And I did that on my laptop. And eventually, I got this Mac Pro, which is the 2013 Trashcan Mac Pro, in 2018, I think. 2017 or 2018 is when I got it. I got it off eBay for a really good price because some church was just dumping it. And I scooped it up. It is powerful, but it is also from 2013. So it's technically, it's going to be almost a decade old. So the powerfulness is starting to waver a little. It's got like, for instance, I think it's got like 16 gigs of VRAM, but the VRAM is like, I think DDR3 or something like that. And now we're up to like 6X. So it's got a lot of VRAM. It's not very fast, but it's got a lot of it. So I've been using it for 4 years now, I guess, editing video on the Mac side and also streaming via boot camp. Yeah, 4 years now. And pretty much no issues after I managed to get all those drivers installed that I needed to. Pretty much no issues until now. I for the life of me, I don't know why. I really don't know why. So I've kind of just I've done like a huge amount of optimizing to my scenes in OBS. I've freed literally as much storage space as I can. Like I have cleaned the crap out of that storage, and it's still like getting eaten like crazy. I don't know how long I'm gonna have 8 gigs for. It might be gone next week. I don't know. And then I don't know what else to delete. So I'm kind of just like it's time. This is a sign. This is a sign that it's time to build my streaming PC that I have wanted to build for a long time now. My plan is, well, the thing is, I've already bought the parts because after last night, it's become way too much of an issue for me to like be like, well, you know, we'll see about it. We'll see what happens. No, it's too late. If this keeps up and gets worse, it's going to get to the point where I have to stream from like my phone for like an extended period of time. So, you know, it can take a while for parts to get here. So I figured I'll just order it now and whew, let's go. I did have a $100 gift card. Nook's got a credit card, her first credit card recently, with 5% cash back and a free $100 gift card. So thank you, Nooks, for giving me the $100 gift card. She's so sweet. She's so sweet. But it's going to be at least the plan is, assuming everything works, it's supposed to be an extremely portable streaming PC where the only purpose is to be a streaming PC. The plan is for the case I got for it is the size of a shoebox. It's the size of a shoebox, has a handle on it for you to carry around with you like a GameCube, and should support all the hardware that I need to do it. And the motherboard, that came in actually already. The motherboard has Wi-Fi 6, which is supposedly extremely reliable. I think what it was, I might be spouting nonsense, but I think what it was is it connects to the internet with twice, like connects to your router twice. So if one like has a problem or is slow, the other one like makes up for it. I could be lying right now. I don't know. All I know is I heard it was really good. So my plan is to make this PC have almost no connections to it via USB, like almost none. So that way I can just take it, unplug it from the wall, bring it with me anywhere, and have a streaming computer that I can either connect via Ethernet or just connect to Wi-Fi and just stream from literally anywhere. So if I go on, let's say, a trip. If I'm going on a vacation, I'm probably not streaming. But let's say for Christmas, like if I go to family for 2 weeks, I could still stream. I could bring that PC. I could bring my Switch with my dock. And my goal is to have an internal capture card in it. So that way I plug it in via HDMI into the capture card. And then I plug in, my thought is to get like an adapter for my phone to like have it where it's like USB-C to HDMI. So I can do like HDMI out from my phone and use it as like my webcam, like my face cam. So that way I can stream from literally anywhere. And I think that would be so freaking cool to do. I think legitimately it'd be like that would be epic. That would be lay epic. I'd have to like figure out, I mean obviously I've got my Go XLR and my Stream Deck that I would want via USB, but I could like try to find some way to either make it easy to bring it along or like just have an alternative, maybe like an app on my phone that acts as the Stream Deck. I think they have something like that. I think you might be able to set up to use like your phone as a Stream Deck. Anyway, it's still a work in progress, but I have spent the past like week or two. Once the issue started creeping up, I started researching like parts and what was available. Lucky for me, extremely lucky, the PC part market has, I think, almost repaired itself completely. So you know how hard it was. It was hard to get CPUs, GPUs, motherboard, all that stuff. It was an absolute pain in the buttocks. But it has gotten to the point where you can get things with like 2-day shipping now. And not to mention the CPU I was looking at like last week, freaking $25 off today. And I ordered it for $25 off. The CPU was like $175, which is pretty freaking good for the CPU that I got, which should be enough. And there's so much potential. So if you notice right now, you might notice that my air conditioner is running. I can't run the air conditioner while I'm streaming because the air hits the mic directly and goes like, and I know that a lot of people are like, oh, I can't really hear it with the music, but it's still like something that I don't like. Cause I don't know. I legitimately had someone complain about it. I would not like a viewer. I was recording, I was on a podcast with some people, and when I had the air conditioner on, they were like, do you hear something? Do you have like some like buzzing sound or something like that? I'm like, oh, sorry, it's my air conditioner. Like, can you turn that off? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And it really was no problem, but it's like, it's bad enough that I'm like, I would rather just sweat. Here's the problem. here's the issue with that though. It's summer. It's 105 freaking degrees today. And last night it got up to 80 degrees in the house. Probably way more because the thermostat like temperature sensor is outside of this office. So it was 80 degrees in the living room, probably way more because I keep all the doors closed here for echo. You know, you don't want it. It helps with the acoustics. So, it got very, very hot. I was sweaty, and immediately after the stream was done, I turned down the temperature a ton to help sleep. Went to sleep about an hour later. It was still freaking so hot. It was so hot. It had only gone down like 3 degrees. It was like 77. And I couldn't sleep for 2 hours straight because it was so hot until eventually it got cold enough for me to be able to fall asleep. And it was at that moment I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Well, here's the good thing. The freaking NVIDIA graphics card has an AI thing that can remove like sounds from voice, and it's really good. And I've used it on my PC when doing like VR stuff. I've used it. It works really well. So I'll probably do that if I can figure out a way to get it to work with the Go XLR. I assume there's a way to do it. I need to like Google it though. I'm sure there's something I can do though. Actually, I think it's pretty much guaranteed I can figure something out to make that work. But that would help a lot. It would also be, you know, I'd have a lot more storage space so I could start adding. People want more outros, but I can't fit any more. Each one of those outros are, I think, like 400 megs. Here's the kicker. You know how if you see my streams, I have like the Dairy Queen lips coming down or like the Joker from Persona 5 thing. Those things use transparency, so that way they can like fade in onto the screen and stuff like that. That's makes the file gigantic. The Joker.movie, it's a 15-second video. It is almost 1 gig. It is almost 1 gig in size, just because of the transparency. So now I'd be able to add a lot more things, like having where rain can like happen, like you can make rain happen. I can also use AI from the same NVIDIA graphics card because I'm getting a 3060, something like that for the thing because it was pretty freaking cheap. So they have a thing in that graphics card also with AI that lets you remove backgrounds from videos. So I could even have it where you could do like a channel point reward to remove the background and reveal a random photo. Whoa, quirky. There's a lot of different opportunities that I can do for this once I get off of this Mac computer. So I've ordered the hardware. It theoretically, if all goes according to plan, which it usually doesn't, if all goes according to plan, I could build it next week. Theoretically, which I would do on a stream, by the way. So if you're interested to see how it looks, and interested to see, oh crap, I need to buy like thermal paste, don't I? Oh no, does it come? No, I need to buy thermal paste. I'm not using whatever the crap it came with. It's like $5 to get like really good thermal paste. I might as well just do that. So that is the plan. I'm utilizing money from streaming to do this because that's kind of the point. It's a streaming related thing. It's going, I don't make nearly enough streaming to cover it with like 1 month of payments, so it's going to take several months. But the good news is that, of course, Nooks has been really kind. She's been, so before she had the job, I was paying all of rent. And so now she's got a friggin' better job than I do. She gets paid way more than I do. And she pays half the rent and I pay half the rent. So basically it's just going to go, my entire rest of the money from YouTube is just going to go straight into paying off this computer. Paying off, I say. But it's just, it's more of like, I'm going to be using the money, setting it aside. I'm basically going to take money out of savings in order to pay for the computer and then use the rest of my income to refill savings. So that way I can, I don't have to put it on layaway or do some kind of loan for the thing. It'll all be okay. I can afford it. It's going to take a little bit before, you know, everything's all squared away, but I can afford it. And it's necessary. It's what I got to do. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, because obviously, you know, it's like building a new computer. It's exciting. Think of all the potential for streams and stuff like that, and the potential of being able to like have a completely portable setup is really cool and something I've always wanted to have for streaming, because of all the pain I've had to go through with, like, I've got like 700 freaking wires to this computer. Imagine if it was just zero, or just like two. That's freaking awesome. And maybe, just maybe, this computer room won't get so freaking hot because my Mac becomes the temperature of boiling lava when it streams. So if I can get like some good airflow in the case and some fans, it'd be pretty freaking awesome. It'd be pretty freaking awesome. So I'm interested. I'm excited, and I'll build it on stream. But just know, financially, it's gonna be okay. It's just gonna basically be. I'm gonna try not to buy anything really special, like you know, I'm not gonna buy games for a little bit. Like, there are games that I buy for streams, and then there are games that I buy for, like, you know, this is my fun time games. Like what did I get recently? I got Miku, Hatsune Miku, like the kind of games that I'm like, I'm probably not gonna stream this one. This one's just gonna be for Andrew time. So I'm not gonna get anything from the Steam sale, and try to save a little bit of cash that way, just to make things better and sell off some more consoles, just to make sure all is on the up and up and I can refill savings as fast as I can. So yeah, I'd like to say thank you for listening to this podcast. It's pretty much over now. We're already past the 30-minute mark, and I gotta get to work exporting this VOD, because whenever I get an encoding overload, I have to lock down my computer. Actually, do I have enough time? I have to stream in 7 hours. It might not be able to export in time. I'll just delay the VOD. It's fine. Because, like, last thing I want is it to be exporting at 98%, and then I have to stream, so I have to stop the whole thing, so my computer had just been running all day for no reason. Because, in case you don't know, when I get the encoding overload error, I have to stop recording the stream. And because of that, I have to download the stream from Twitch, trim out the beginning and the end, and then I have to export it at a higher quality, because if I upload that file directly to YouTube, it'll dumb down the quality a lot. So I have to put it in a YouTube-approved resolution in order to get it to work. So it takes a while. This computer, it's fast, but it's showing its age. It's showing its age. But, you know, hopefully that won't be an issue next week. So I appreciate y'all listening to my talking about PCs and gaming and fireworks and epic stuff like that. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.